It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Is what brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream.
Stand your ground, men. Stand your ground.
Then love, true love, will follow you forever. So treasure your wife.
Skip to the end.
Have you the wing?
Here comes my Wesley now.
Fezzik, the portcullis!
Your Wesley is dead. I killed him myself.
Then why is there fear behind your eyes?
Give us the gate key.
I have no gate key. Fezzik. That his arms off.
Oh, you mean this gate key?
Under you, Princess Bahwap.
Man and wife. Say man and wife.
Man and wife.
Escort the bride to the honeymoon suite. I'll be there shortly.
Live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, and Joe Ardinger. And now, here's Mike.
Hey. Tuesday, April 15th, 2008. Welcome to the second in a long series, I hope, of Mike O'Mara shows here on the Westwood One Radio Network and also WJFK here in beautiful, scenic Fairfax, Virginia. We invite you to call us at 877-365-3636 and also to visit WJFK.com. Click on Mike.
Just click on Mike.
I've got more to say about WJFK.com, at least my contribution to it.
I did that this very morning.
You looked at the website?
I clicked on Mike.
Did you really?
I did.
Pretty hard to miss it, isn't it?
It's a good-sized target, I tell you what.
The fattest head in America.
Not even the fattest head in this room.
Once you go to WJFK.com, you can check out our podcast, post your thoughts on the forum, and email us if you choose. And coming soon, we were checking that out this morning, MikeO'Mara.com.
Yay. Yeah.
Will that also have the fattest picture? You know, it's not a fat picture.
No.
It's a picture that's, like, chopped off most of my head.
It's just face. Is what it is.
It's all face, and I don't know why it's done. But
good-looking face.
I have the fattest face on the website.
Couldn't get the whole head on there.
I think I've got the fattest face anyway. But before we get started, let me give you gentlemen...
Maybe you need a bigger monitor.
Proper introductions. To my right is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
To my left and at our control board here in Fairfax, Virginia, is Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Hello, all.
And this is the second day. And yesterday, I would say overall, I give it a good solid 7.
Thank you.
I was pleased with everybody. The problem I have is when I want to adjust my headphones, as I just did, I have to be a Stretcho Man. What's the comic book character?
Elastic Man.
Elastic Man.
Or Mr. Fantastic.
Elastic Man.
And a stick.
You know, before we get started, lots to talk about. A big day here in the nation's capital as the pontiff has arrived, I believe. Has he already kissed the ground?
I seen him land. I didn't see him kiss anything.
The other guy used to do that. The other guy that had the job before him.
JP2.
Isn't that the standard Pope move that you get off the plane?
I believe it is.
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't see him kiss it either.
We did that when we got off Frontier Air.
Just kiss it.
You remember that?
I do.
Frontier Airlines, Rob and I flew backwards.
Like I had to be anywhere.
But then again, I digress. Before we get started, a lot to talk about today. And in the initial break today, we're going to chat with our executive producer, who is somewhere between the Carolinas and Washington, D.C.
Red hot.
But, well, guys, we have to take this phone call.
Really?
Oh, really?
Here we go. Hello. Don and Mike show. Oh, hey, Rob, guess what?
No, this is the Mike O'Mara show.
Oh, I said it. That's the first. I didn't say it all day yesterday.
That's true.
I knew I'd make that mistake. Guess what, Rob?
I can't possibly.
It's not working.
It's not?
I'm clicking on
you
the.
Want me
that's
to
a shock.
Punch up number one for you?
Yeah, punch up number one. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
Mike O'Mara show.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
Tommy.
Hey, Charlie.
No, not today. We're not doing Charlie today.
Hey, he hasn't landed yet. It's going to be 3:30.
No, wait a minute. I thought we were watching on the monitors that he landed.
Yeah, I saw him on TV.
You saw it on television.
Yeah, 3:30 at Andrews Air Force Base.
Are you excited about the Pope?
Yes, I am.
Are you a good Catholic, Tom?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, doesn't he, Tom?
Yes, he does.
Tom, what is your favorite verse of the Bible?
Praying to God.
Praying to God.
Praying to God.
No more Satan, no more nothing.
No more what?
No more Satan.
No more Satan.
Do you mean Satan, Tom?
No more Satan.
And no more teacher's dirty looks.
Tom, are you confirmed?
Yes, I am.
Did you have your first Holy Communion?
Yes, I did.
And you pray to God every Sunday at Mass?
Yes, I do.
And you'll be going to see the Pope when he comes to Washington?
Yes, I am. I'm going to see him at the new National Stadium.
Will you be selling programs?
No.
All right. Well, Tom, we got to go.
Hey, when's Beth Ann coming in?
She's going to be on the show next Monday, but we're going to be calling her shortly.
Okay.
Okay, Tom?
Hey, yes, Rob?
Great self-control by waiting until today to call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is a new page in your book.
And, Tom, we would not be doing our job if we didn't get you to spell Pope.
P-O-P-I-E.
Perfect. Thank you, Tom.
Hey.
Thanks, Tom. Hey, Tom, God bless you.
Hey, Mike?
Yes, Tom?
Way to go on the new job. Way to go in Fairfax, Virginia. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, we're just broadcasting.
Broadcasting live in Fairfax, Virginia.
That's right.
Yep.
Thanks, Tom.
Hey, when's the new website coming up, Mike?
It's going to come up real soon, Tom, but we've got to run because we want to talk to Beth Ann McBride, okay?
Hey, tell her I love her.
She loves you,
dear.
Okay, Tommy?
Pass that along.
Okay.
Do you love her? What kind of way do you love her, Tom? I just have to ask. Do you love her in that special way?
Yeah.
You mean the, like you'd like to what?
The Catholic way?
Have a Catholic way and get married with her.
There you go.
Get married with her. Okay, we got to go, Tom.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There. Nobody hangs up better. Okay, now it's working. Now
it
my computer's
working?
I think. Let me just take one more
take
call
another.
To see if it's working. Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. I don't think so. Hold on a second.
Not so much.
Sorry to do this, folks, but when you're in a brand new studio, you do have to figure out the phones. I'll try this.
Growing pains.
No, not working. No. I'm not able to take phone calls from where I sit.
And I'm only hearing the show in one ear. Other than that, it's perfect.
So we will get Joe in here. Speaking of the website.
Were we?
Well, yesterday, you. I didn't know until I came in here. Yesterday that I was even going to, you know, have a web presence because, you know, when the old show went away, we did away with that website, which
exactly.
We were kind of, you know, you guys, you were kind of financing and working on that yourselves and we were all doing it and we had to blow that thing up. So it went away and I did not know when I came in whether I would even have a presence.
And indeed you do.
And I went on the net last night and I was reading on a message board that the picture of Mike should have been taken further away.
Now, that's, too close.
That's like in the movie Tootsie when he said, can we pull back a little further? And the guy says, how do you feel about Cleveland?
Precisely.
No, but the thing is, it's the regular picture. And at the old website, the picture was of Don and myself, and we would be sitting there. And it was, you know, we're obviously not the skinniest guys in the world, but the picture is of normal size on the WJFK website.
Uh-huh.
WJFK.com has a picture of me, and it's got a square of like my nose and my mouth and my eyes.
It looks
and
like
the rest of my head is chopped up.
If Mike was in a refrigerator box and someone cut a small picture-sized square out of the box, yeah. And Mike is peering through this because you just see from like eyebrow to
do
lip.
Do you have it up? Do you have it? Can you bring up the WJFK.com
I'm
website?
Sure that I can.
Have you seen it, Buzz?
Just a second. No, I have not seen this picture.
I want your analysis because I think it's just, you know, I'm not trying to be Johnny Diva here on my second day, for God's sakes, but it's just a little strange. You know, when you're a fat guy, you need to
what's
take...
What's it like?
Yes, Rob, you know.
Rob wants to
you
know.
You know.
You know.
You actually have to take all the advantages you can as far as pictures are concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, Bear has come in. Hey, baby.
What's up, baby?
How are you, baby?
All right.
Bear's been helping us out over the first 2 days here working on stuff.
We appreciate it.
How you doing, Bear? How's the love life?
Great.
That's great.
It's always good.
You're a happily married man, aren't you?
Of course.
How long have you been married, Bear?
For 10 years now.
10 years now, and
wow.
They got you running like hell around here today, don't they?
Of course.
You're going crazy.
Good heavens, there's a lot of bling on that T-shirt.
Look at him.
Look at
that's
that.
Gospel bling is what it is,
it
isn't
is.
It, Bear?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, it is.
Bear, what do you think? I mean, I know you're you know, you're into the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ. How do you feel about the Pope? I mean, I know you're not a Catholic guy. How are you? But you got the cross on your chest. What are your feelings on Pope Benedict coming to town?
Too much
hype
on him. Yeah,
too much hype.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's like he actually
is God.
Walked on water. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. There's the gospel perspective.
Just a man. Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite gospel? Hey, Barrett, don't you think that that picture on the website of me, doesn't it look like they've chopped? Look, you see up at the top?
His head was
I have a fat ass face anyway.
His head's too big for the camera.
I have a fat ass face and what they've done. See, I think you've gotten the analysis of the picture.
So. Uh-huh.
Then it goes back to the old picture where they've got the whole head and I'm fat anyway. But look at the... It looks
what
like my face. My face was too fat for the space.
Fellas, it's called an extreme close-up.
Is that what it is?
Sure. It looked like they took that picture and just blew it up.
We want to look you right in the eyes.
Yeah, Buzz, you don't think that's decent, do you? I mean, really? I think that looks silly.
I think you need to be with it. I think it needs to either be closer or further away. Maybe just your
closer.
Eye.
I think that extreme close-ups look good if you're Shia LaBeouf. You know, that skinny guy that was in Disturbia.
Shia LaBeouf. Sure.
Is it Shia LaBeouf?
Yes, Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf.
Apparently engineering says, Mike, not enough bandwidth for your entire head.
Thank you, Rob. Now, wait a minute. I don't know if I put...
It's a technical issue.
I'm working on all the technical issues as we speak.
There's so many buttons.
Time Rob does that, I have to... Oh, my God! That was loud.
It sure was.
Is this fixed yet, Bear?
Yeah, go ahead and try.
Shall I try a telephone
call? A phone call or so?
Sure. Bear, would you like to stay in here with me for the entire show today?
Yeah, we'll be able to do that.
I know you won't.
He's
so nice and honest, isn't he? You should just be mean to me when I say things like that, baby. No effing way, Mike.
He can't.
No effing way, baby.
I can't do it, baby.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Can I take this phone call? Are you on the air, caller?
I hope so.
Yay! It works from a beautiful Modesto, California. This is Taylor. Taylor, how are you?
How you doing, guys?
We're doing great, Taylor. What can we do for you today?
I have always wanted to call and always been hesitant to talk about Mike O'Mara's favorite drumming stories. As a young musician myself, I know you've played the drums for quite a long time, and you know, I want to get in your head about the drums.
Now, Mike, we have a limited amount of time here, so only tell your favorite drumming stories.
My favorite drumming stories.
Well, that sounds silly. I mean, like on the road type of gig story, you know.
Go ahead, Buzz.
I was just going to say, for example, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you while you were playing the drums?
You know, I have to tell Taylor from Modesto that, you know, off the top of my head, I'm trying to think of funny drumming stories. When I actually was playing in a band, I have a great deal of... difficulty with recall.
I remember a good drumming story.
What?
In New York City when you demanded to play bongos at that little club you enjoyed.
That's not a drumming story. That's a bongo story.
Well, bongos a drum.
They are, technically.
Do you remember the name of the bar?
I don't.
Zeppies.
Zeppies. I was going to guess Middies, but it's Zeppies. And when, remember, you damaged the bongo with your ring.
He didn't mind, though.
No, he didn't.
The owner was cool. You were there for that one, right?
I probably. Let's go with that.
Well, you guys didn't hang. It was the way it was when we would be up in New York City. I was fresh off of another marriage.
Yes.
And strangely enough, we would all go out to dinner. And, you know, we didn't have a lot of friends in New York. We were new to the city. And we would get into this place, Zeppi's, that was right next to the hotel where I stayed.
I remember.
And we all stayed at different hotels around the area.
We didn't all stay at different
hotels.
Am
I making that sound like we were all treated fairly and equally?
Some people got a better hotel. And then some people got a hotel with a Band-Aid on the floor.
You will never forget the Park Central.
Should That's I? Right.
The
Should
Park
I
Central
that?
With the Band-Aid on the floor. Mm-hmm. But the way it works, and don't you think the way it's worked since we've all worked together would be, you know, we all go out to dinner. We have a pretty good time. Uh-huh. No matter how good a time we have, though, everybody eventually peels off.
Right.
Almost everybody.
Usually at the end of the evening, you know, my thought was this. I'm at Zeppi's. It's a bar. It is literally attached to the hotel that I'm staying
in.
Yeah,
you have nowhere to go.
And I'm
right
alone.
There. You're right there.
Yeah.
And because you guys would leave Zeppi's and I would stay.
Remain.
I would leave in the wee hours of the morning and I would stay, you know, until the music started, which happened to be the owner with a bongo drum.
But it wasn't just Zeppi's. I mean, let me tell a story about Mike O'Mara here. A great guy. Bless his heart.
Thank you, Buzz.
This is starting well.
He loves to stay out all night. And at the time, what I remember about you at the time, this may not be true now.
What do you remember?
I am a gay American.
No, I remember that you just never wanted the night to end.
I never have.
You kept holding out hope, whether it was midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., you kept holding out hope that the night had still held promise.
Well, you know, what it is that is, I think, the type of alcoholic that I am. I think that what it is, you know, you've got people that, you know, that go home every night and pour them down like Rob does. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And then you've got people that don't really do that at all during the week, but if there's a social event to be had,
sure,
it's just very difficult to stop.
Binge drinker.
Now, frankly, I think I prefer Rob's kind of imbibing to mine.
Thank you, Mike.
But don't you think mine would be generational? Don't you think mine would be a generation thing? Because I grew up, that's what we did. I mean, when you went out and you partied with your friends, my parents came from that, come home, Phil, here's the martini, pour the martini, couple of drinks, and then, you know, off to bed, what a day.
Yeah.
I came from the generation where you went out and it was party hardy, and you seem to have, you know, gone back to the old style. But you
I'm an old soul.
How many, like, how many Becks on an average evening will you consume?
If I don't have six in the fridge, I've got to buy more on the way home. Because if you have less than six, you might as well have none.
Now, what about you? I never even asked you.
I'm from the generation that stays home and lights incense.
Yeah, I think we know what he's doing.
Yeah.
I think we exactly know what he's doing.
No, I love a martini.
But I am the binge guy, and it is very difficult for me to leave the party. And the best thing that ever happened to me at Zeppi's was I met Jack Wagner.
I remember.
Well, that is good.
Jack Wagner, baby!
He had a hit record. He was on a TV show. And
it was a thrill. A thrill I'm a minute. Sure I can't tell you.
I remember the night you met Jack Wagner. You know, one of the pleasures of New York is I used to handle your expenses.
Yes.
And when you brought me the receipt, I believe you closed out your bar tab at $320.
And then, you know, back in the day, that was a significant amount of change.
Sure.
Now that would be $3,000.
No, I meant $320 in the morning.
Oh, $320 a.m.
Yeah, that was the Jack Wagner night.
That was early. I've actually left Zeppi's later than that.
Have you really?
4 o'clock, many times.
So sad I turned in early and missed Jack Wagner.
Jack Wagner. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
Jack Wagner.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Is this Mike from Maryland?
This is Mike from St. Mary's County. Yes, sir.
I see that you met a celebrity also. Is that right, Mike?
Oh, man. It was unbelievable, Mike. And I know you're a big baseball fan, but I don't know if you're aware they're building a baseball stadium down in Waldorf.
Not only am I aware, but I'm actually going to be featured in the Hall of Fame down there. Yeah, you know how they have Babe Ruth at Yankee Stadium?
They're going to
Yeah, they're going to put me down there with a nice bust. But it's not going to be my full head. It's going to be the extreme close-up taken from the WJFK.com website.
Point and click on
That's Mike. What it's going to be, Mike. So who did you meet?
Well, Brooks Robinson. He's part owner of the place, and he was just there the other day walking around, and I was just kind of working there.
Hold on a second. What ball player did you say? Did you say Brooks Robinson?
Mr. Brooks Robinson, Hall of Famer, Orioles.
Wow.
Do you know the tape we have of Brooks Robinson?
No, sir.
Have you ever heard the tape where Brooks kind of belches on the air?
No.
Oh, it's a good one.
Well, what was it like meeting one of the greatest third basemen in the history of the game?
I got to tell you, I felt like a little girl sitting there talking to him. It was just like a real nice, regular, run-of-the-mill type of guy sitting there talking to me about baseball and
awesome.
The stadium. It was
hey,
amazing, got to tell you. Yeah.
Mike, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I mean, when you say that, I think the proper way to express it, I felt like a little kid. I feel like a little girl.
Not
is
for this guy.
I am a gay American.
It's don't, just a little strange.
Don't
you know?
Listen to her. Feel like a little girl if you want to.
Was Brooks nice to you?
Yeah, he was a real nice guy, man.
Did he get an autograph?
No. I was too awestruck to even ask for it. I got a picture taken with him, and I got that on the internet. I downloaded it from
the
guy.
Did you mention any of our names on the show?
On which show?
Thank you.
Exactly.
I think that speaks volumes right there.
Did you shake his hand?
He's gone, Rob. I hung up on him already.
Yeah, yes.
I wanted
though.
To know what his touch was like.
We're going to have the technology, I would imagine, eventually, where you'll be able to tell when I hang up on a caller.
I imagine so.
Let's take one more before we call Beth Ann McBride.
Yay.
Wow.
We have that technology.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I said it again, Mike O'Mara's show. I'll learn. It'll take me about a month.
That's right.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm delightful, buddy.
I just want to tell you did a fantastic job yesterday.
Well, that's not going to be the case today.
Well,
I think it's really, really important to point out to everyone that when we prepared this, I've spent months, really, seriously months preparing for one show.
Right.
So the fact that the show was passable yesterday, and we're going to hang up on you because your phone's too loud. All the other shows are going to be S.
Yeah.
Pure, horrible S.
We thought we were only going to have to do one.
I love a nickname, Rob. We're going to talk to, you know what? And we're going to lift the nickname rule.
Okay.
Because of this nickname, because this is the first one we've gotten on the Mike O'Mara Show. We are going to accept nicknames just because of this guy. Let's say hi to Jewish Jeff.
Hi.
Hi, Jewish Jeff. How are you?
Well, I thought a Mazel Tov is premature, so I wanted, if you will,
yes.
offer you a blessing for your new show that I thought would be appropriate.
Will it be in Yiddish?
It would be actually in Aramaic, which is a sacred ancient Hebrew-type language.
Will it be sung in that way, or will you?
You probably want me to speak it.
Okay. Now, and I really hope this is good. This isn't something where you're going to be speaking a language that's going to result in thousands of terrorists coming down to the show.
I can't promise you anything.
What the hell? I'll go for it.
Before you do the blessing, how much?
Rob.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
You? For you?
Spivak. All right, we're ready for your blessing, Jewish Jeff, and I just love that nickname.
Yitkadal v'yitkadash shmei rabah v'yalma divrach erute v'yamlich malchute uv'mechon uv'chayechon Yoseh shalom b'marmahu yaseh shalom aleinu b'yalko Yisrael v'imaru. Amen.
Well, thank you. That's very
Thank
nice.
You very much, Jewish Jeff. Can you tell us what it meant?
It's the Lord's Prayer. It says that God is great and beyond greatness, and may he who offers peace on Israel make peace upon all nations, and let us say, Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you, nice. Jewish Jeff. Call back with a blessing anytime. We need all the help we can get.
Of course.
Thank you very thank you. Much. That's Jewish Jeff. I don't know where he was calling from, but I'm just guessing it was not Stockton.
I don't think so.
Is there a Jewish population in Stockton, California?
There are three Jewish people in Stockton.
Oh, there must be.
And they're all waiting to get out.
All right. You know, it's funny because there does seem to be religion in the air.
Oh, very
and,
much so.
You know, as we get into the show today, everybody's talking about this. And I don't know. I don't know exactly how to feel. I'm more concerned with the fact that that Ivana Trump got married last night. I'm a little more concerned
Why?
With that. Because I just wanted to go on record saying that, you know, she married somebody 23 years younger, and I find that disgusting.
Now, this I have a question.
I find that absolutely disgusting.
I have a question for you about that.
Yes, go ahead.
She was married at Donald's mansion, Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, I think they're cool. I think they're all very cool with the divorce and all that. I think it's it's much different.
Will any of your marriages or any of your ex's marriages be hosted at your property?
No.
No, never?
No.
At Mike-a-Lago?
I'm not that magnanimous.
Maybe someday.
Besides, I have 1,800 square feet.
Well, I mean, that's big.
You can't really host anything in 1,800 square feet.
You have a few folks over.
Did you get a look at that last night? She's had a little bit of work done.
Has she?
Yeah, she's just a tiny little bit.
She has to exert herself to close her mouth.
No, but it's very cool that I guess the Donald allows her to go down to Mar-a-Lago, and that's because they've had the children together, and Ivanka is Ivana's daughter. Right,
yeah.
Now, Buzz, when you got married, how many years ago was that?
A couple of decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how would you feel about, you know, marrying someone who was, if you were a guy and, you know, you had a woman who was 23 years older than you, I mean, do you think that would be acceptable?
23 years older? No, that's much too much.
Mm-hmm.
How about 23 years younger?
Well, now you're talking.
Well, I think, you know, I think she looks real good. But I knew him immediately when I looked at the guy. Mm-hmm. The guy is no good. The guy is a digger.
Well, sure.
The guy is looking for... Yes, absolutely.
Was there any doubt?
And I find the entire thing unacceptable.
Distasteful?
Because I am a hypocrite. Thank you very much. hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Greg from Virginia, you are on the air.
Hey, Mike. How are you today?
I could not be better.
I was telling Joe that I was watching some old music thing the other night, and I heard two really good drummer jokes I thought you might like.
Well, you know what? I think you're absolutely right. There's a good chance that I might like them. Let's go to Ronaldo. And he's calling from, it doesn't say where he's calling from because we're still working on that on the phone.
He doesn't have to have a place. He's Ronaldo.
Hi, Ronaldo. How are you?
Hey, Miguel. ¿Cómo está?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
Me alegro. Qué felicidades por tu new show.
Sí, yo estoy enfermo de la cabeza.
Just say gracias.
That's right.
Es 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Y 20.
Muy, es Antonio Banderas.
Hey, congratulations for your new show, man.
Es que tú, Raúl Julia. Yes, hey, okay, Pompanero. Y sea Cuba. Buimo, combado sandwicho, hey. Muchas gracias.
You out-Spanished him.
Chris, hey, Joe, and a little favor, if you can do this, I'd love to know where people are calling as well. That might be a lot of fun. Hi, Chris, you're on the air.
I'm calling from Vermont, Mike.
Vermont. How you doing up in Vermont?
Good. I wanted to tell you of a celebrity sighting I had this weekend.
Okay.
I went to the Bruins game on Sunday night, and they had a big rally out front. And Lindy cool. Barnes and Rick Middleton were out there signing autographs.
Yes.
And I went up to Rick Middleton. I was wearing my Canadiens jersey, mm-hmm. so you can say I wasn't real welcome down there. But Rick Middleton was real gracious and went ahead and signed it because my kid is smarter than me. He's a Bruins fan. Mm-hmm. But... place was wild, and I made it out alive, which was hard to believe, considering I had my Habs shirt on walking through the city of Boston.
No, you're, well, thanks for the call, Chris. We were talking about the fact that you know, this town has gone a little hockey crazy right now. But Philadelphia fans are known for their extra zeal, as it were. And, you know, tonight's the big game up in Philadelphia with the Washington Capitals. I will be curious on tomorrow's show. If you know anybody or you're planning on going up to the Capitals game, there's a lot of talk about this, about the fact that I heard Philadelphia fans at the Verizon Center over the weekend saying, yeah, can you imagine if somebody wore a Capitals jersey in Philadelphia?
I guarantee there's going to be a big presence up there.
I think there will be. It might be tougher to get a ticket. You don't know. But I'd like to really hear what goes on up there, because I didn't see anything when I was at the game. But apparently in some of the other sections, there was some good fisticuffs.
I know there's going to be extra security because the Pope is going to the game.
His Pope Ratzenberger is a big hockey fan.
He loves the game.
Have we confirmed, Buzz, whether he has indeed landed in the United States? You are a newsman. You should know this.
I will confirm that for you now. I believe he has, but I'll double check.
I mean, Tom Gavin, our roving reporter and Pope expert.
Tom's right.
He had what were we watching on the monitor a minute ago?
I'm putting it back on so we can see. Channel 5, I know, is having live coverage today.
It's the news from the future channel.
Okay, now let's get Bethann McBride on the line, Rob, if
you
we can.
Call her up, you bet.
We don't have time to chat with her for a long time right now.
Pope will be here in an hour.
Oh,
less.
1 hour. So they were showing some old stuff.
Yeah, a preview, perhaps.
Maybe that was him leaving.
Very good.
You know, a good send-off for the Pope.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's call our illustrious executive producer. Do you call her an executive producer when she's not here?
Sure.
In absentia.
In absentia. She's on her way. Bethann McBride, I am delighted that this lady is coming back to the show. I could not be more happy. She is wonderful. She is a workaholic. She is neurotic.
And she looks good in a half shirt.
Former cotton queen.
You mean the kind where the belly is exposed?
Yeah, well, the caller was just talking about it. He was wearing his half shirt. I think everybody should.
His Habs shirt.
Oh, I see.
It's not a half shirt. It's a hockey. Habs is like, that's the name for the Canadians, you see.
I see. No, I
it's
didn't
not
know
a guy
called.
That went to a
I've
hockey
never,
game.
I've,
what, did you think
I've
a guy?
I've never heard Canadians referred to as Habs.
Do you think a guy went to a hockey game was wearing, like, the exposed belly shirt?
That guy sounded like he would.
No. You?
Hello, Bethann.
Hello.
Bethann, can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Hold a second.
All right.
So far, so good.
She always answers, there? Can I help you?
Yeah. What kind of phone are you on, Bethann?
I have my blue. Can you hear me now?
What are you doing?
And she's gone.
All right.
No, she should still be there. Bethann, line is open.
Sounded like it dropped.
Let me call her back.
Okay, we'll give another call. In the meantime, Rob, can I take a call while you're doing that?
No.
I can't see. It's the way. It's the new studio.
That's right.
No, the Habs. Uh-huh. That's the name for the.
I've never heard that word before in my
I
life.
I don't even know. Look, I know it's the Habs. I'm not sure why it's the Habs.
Uh-huh. The Habs and the Have-Nots.
They call the Canadians. I don't even know.
I don't either. I've never heard it before.
The Cabs. The Habs are another name.
Is
for
it
the,
derogatory?
There's a
well, no, Rob, I'm not sure, but we can find out, and then you can latch on
and
to it
we'll
if
know.
It is.
Then we'll know.
Hello, this is Bethann. How can I help you?
Why are you answering the phone like that when you know it's going to be us calling again?
Well, for a second there, I didn't get called back.
Where are you?
I'm in my car.
What is that sound that I just heard in the background?
Door ajar.
It was my mother getting out of the car so she could go to the Dollar Tree or whatever it is.
I was calling to tell you we're going to call. Can we call you in the next break? Because we've run out of time in this break.
Yeah, go ahead.
We'll call you in the next break, all right, Bethann? And can you, like, go to a quiet place maybe?
I'll go to a quiet place.
Because it sounds kind of like you're in a grocery store refrigerator.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I'll go to what quiet place would you guys like?
Bethann, don't
library.
Worry about it. Don't really.
Hospital.
Don't worry about it.
Sure.
We'll call you in the next break, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye, Bethann.
Bye.
Bye, Bethann. All right, Rob, now can I take
help
a phone call?
Knock yourself out.
I go crazy.
You crazy Hab.
Hello. Mike O'Mara Show, Steve from Maryland. From Maryland.
Hey,
no need
hey,
to
Mike.
Get specific. Steve. Hi, Steve from the great state of Maryland. MD. A little effort. Steve from the East Coast.
I am mobile, so I guess that gets Joe off the hook a little bit.
Okay. How you doing, Steve?
Hey, Mike. Mm-hmm. How long have the Boston fans been calling the Celtics the C's?
Did you understand anything this guy said, Rob?
He said something. Somebody's calling the Celtics the C's.
And how long has this gone on? That's what he wants to know.
I don't know. I don't care about the Celtics. I'm a one-trick pony. People should know that about my sports fandom, all right?
Well, not really, though.
No, this is the way it works. I root for teams. I don't necessarily root for leagues.
Go Habs.
I don't root for entire cities. I root for teams.
All right.
And really, right now, if you talked about the two most important teams in my life, it's the Washington, in this order, the Washington Capitals, followed by the Boston Red Sox. Yes, that might be blasphemy to Red Sox fans. No, this is it's the moment. We're in the playoffs.
Strong
right
stuff.
Now.
Short attention span.
It's very, very short attention span theater. That is my brain.
That's right.
Hello, Keith from VA.
Hey, hey, Mike. I'm tempted to say Don also. Hey, good luck on your program. I was on your show about 15 years ago. You shaved my head. And it was
I remember.
Hey, would you like to come down and have us do it again just for old time's sake? I think it'd be a wonderful way to welcome us and get the ball rolling. You know, come down and get your head shaved.
Hey, a little touch-up on the backside, absolutely.
Would
Why
you do?
Not?
No, I'm talking about what did we do to you the last time? What exactly was shaved?
The head, the eyebrows, and the chest hair. But you left the tricostial hair in place.
What prompted it?
I just wanted to come up and meet you guys. You're the best.
Oh, God bless you.
That's
well, Keith,
nice.
Listen, anytime this week, if you want to come down to Fairfax, our studio's on Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia, and you want to come into the lobby and just identify yourself and say you want to get your head shaved, we'll do it for you. Could you do that for us?
I'll bring my yarmulke.
God bless you, Keith. We'll look forward to seeing you this week. Anytime, make it anytime. Anytime's a good time for a shaving.
That's right.
Hey, why not?
All right, thank you. Thank you very much, Keith. Sorry we ran out of time with him, too. Barry from Alexandria.
Hey there, Mike.
How are you?
Good. Hey, the Habs?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
They're in Montreal, a bunch of French Canadians,
right.
And whatever the French word is for Canadian or resident, le habitant, or something like
bingo.
That.
Bingo.
There you go.
No, thank you
know.
Very much.
Either that or when they first came in the league, they wore half shirts.
So all right. Well, we know that now. And we have
our answer.
And just in case you're keeping track, the Pope has not landed yet.
But no, not
within
yet.
The hour.
We're very excited about this.
Mm-hmm. Ground kissing moments away.
Can you tell I'm lying?
I can't.
Mm.
I just saw Shepard. He did a live.
Rob, turn the TV off. Rob is not able to have the TV on. That I just determined that. I was saying, why is Rob silent and staring at something? He
it's
has
off.
The television on. You can't do it, can you?
It's a magic box.
It has bright colors.
He drifts away.
Magic box.
All right, what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break and then a full segment with our illustrious executive producer, Beth Ann McBride, on Pope Day here in the nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, and we will be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I can't think of a better way of, you know, welcoming all of us back to Fairfax than...